Good afternoon. This is the educational, well, we just had the educational, but this is the business meeting of the Judicial Council of California for December 12, 2013. The meeting is now in session. This is the start of a two-day meeting, as you know. We will adjourn later this afternoon at approximately 4:10 p.m. That's for the presentation of the Judicial Council Distinguished Service Awards for 2013. We'll reconvene in the Milton Marks Auditorium in the lower level of the building. Then tomorrow we will reconvene at 8:30 for the second part of our business meeting agenda. As always, I remind council members that our meetings are audiocast live with real-time captioning on the California Courts website, and portions of our meetings are taped for view later on our website. So for the benefit of the online audience, please speak into your microphones and address each other by name so that listeners and real-time captioning readers can follow the discussion of council. Before we begin our regular agenda, what I wanted to talk a little bit about was the December Judicial Council meetings and the importance of them. This meeting shows the volume of judicial branch issues, both large and small, that are regularly addressed by the Judicial Council. Apart from being the last meeting of the year and midway through the current fiscal year, this meeting also is where we review and approve the Council's legislative agenda for the coming year. And this is also when we honor, recognize the excellence and accomplishment of our peers, colleagues, and partners through our Distinguished Service Awards. Planning for our future judicial branch advocacy, looking back on the public service contributions of individuals in and for our justice system, and deliberating and acting now, as we will today and tomorrow on our agenda items, ensures the ongoing strength of our branch as an independent, co-equal branch of state government. From the original 1926 ballot measure that created the council comes the language, quote, "It will be the duty of the council to propose a remedy. And if this cannot be done without an amendment to the laws of the council, council will recommend to the legislature any change in the law it deems necessary," period, end quote. This legislative advocacy that I referred to has evolved and been enhanced over time. During this first year of the two-year legislative session, 2013-14, the legislature and the governor enacted numerous bills that affected the courts and were of general interest to the legal community. Our Office of Governmental Affairs, in collaboration with the California Court Association, provided a summary of court-related legislation in November. So itemizing the measures of greatest interest by subject matter, that summary contained information on 93 assembly bills and 56 Senate bills. There were 18 subject matter areas covering everything from judicial administration and domestic violence to probate and traffic. The summary shed some light on the volume of our work to be reviewed, often under tight timelines. For our internal PCLC, Policy Coordination and Review Committee, we thank you, Justice Baxter and Judge So, and all members of PCLC for your timely work on legislation as it comes through and affects the branch, and also our Office of Government Affairs, Corey and Laura. And so, speaking to the Distinguished Service Awards, great work should always be recognized, and later today, as I've indicated, we will formally present to six individuals awards that exemplify the strengths of leadership and have improved the administration of justice statewide. And I'm pleased to note and acknowledge that four past Distinguished Service Award honorees currently sit on the Judicial Council. Senator Evans from 2011, Mr. Fox from 2009, Judge Herman from 2003, and Judge Jarr from 1997.
I think I was in high school.
So, Rob, you were slow to graduate, or?
Thank you, Jim.
So, obviously, they remain committed to improving the administration of justice. We also have a number of past honorees among our AOC staff, Jody Patel, Kurt Child, and Diane Nunn. When we present these awards, we will also present another award that has become an important tradition and a valued partnership for our judicial branch, and this is the Aranda Access to Justice Award. This award is named in honor of the late Benjamin Aranda III, judge, And it also enables us to co-sponsor with California Judges Association, State Bar of California, and the Commission on Access to Justice. And it is an award that honors those who improve access to justice for all, a key goal of our council and a fundamental aspect of Access 3D. Tomorrow, one of our presenters is a past honoree of the Aranda Award. That's Justice Lori Zeeland. She's chair of our Elkins Family Law Implementation Task Force. So in conclusion, before we officially start our meeting today, I'd like to take this opportunity to personally and publicly thank you, the Judicial Council members, for accepting the responsibility of an additional workload of what I know is like a second job, that is to review, deliberate, concentrate, take action on important issues relating to the statewide administration of justice. And thank you also to the 400-plus volunteers from the appellate and state courts, state bar, justice system partners who do contribute on an ongoing basis to all of our internal and advisory committees, task force, work groups, and commissions. As you know, their research, our research, distills complex issues, makes recommendations for us to consider, discuss, very often amend, and ultimately make a decision, all ably assisted by our hardworking staff at the AOC. So if I do not get a chance to say this, thank you all. And happy holidays to you and yours during this season. Thank you. So the first order of true business is the approval of the minutes. This is our October 24 and 25 meeting. Do I hear a motion for adoption? Judge Rosenberg?
McCabe, second.
Thank you. No discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.